Hi, I'm Pooja Sadwani. I'm an e-commerce expert and e-logistics specialist. Today, we are going to learn about logistics in e-commerce. With the help of my experience and explanation, I hope you enjoy the entire learning. Let's understand, let's take it to the first chapter, logistics in e-commerce. These are the topics that we are going to cover in our first chapter. E-commerce and logistics. What is logistics? E-commerce logistic activities and processes, and the summary. E-commerce is the buying and selling of goods or services on the internet. It encompasses a wide variety of data, systems, and tools for online buyers and sellers, including mobile shopping and online payment. Earlier, when we used to go for our shopping, the basic thing that we used to do is go to retail stores, go and buy our stuff and do a cash payment. Then slowly, slowly, we started moving ahead towards credit card and debit card payment. And now we have gone to much more higher standards of payment, that is through QR code, thanks to GPay. And COVID has to do a lot with this when we had to do contactless payments. Most businesses with an online presence use an online store or a platform to conduct e-commerce activities such as sales, marketing, logistics, and fulfillment. So earlier, if you had an idea or a new business idea that you had to explore or to see whether it works or not, you had to first go buy a place or rent an outlet or maybe a warehouse or a back-end warehouse. Now it is different. Now we can just simply get your products shoot done. You can have your website and you can start selling your products or services. Success in logistics translates to increased efficiency. So what is success in logistics? When you say success in logistics, it means increased efficiency, lower cost, which is very sensitive market. Today, if we have a product available in Amazon in 356 rupees, and on Flipkart, it's available in 320 rupees. Trust me, the customer is so sensitive to save that 26 rupees, he would rather go and pick it up from Flipkart just because the shipping is less or the product price is at a discount. Higher production rates, better inventory control. The production rates are high. The better inventory control is when you are able to manage your inventory in and out in a very good manner. Smarter use of warehouse spaces. So you should know how to use your entire warehouse space. Each inch in a warehouse counts. Increase customer and supplier satisfaction. So your customer as well as your supplier has to have a satisfaction and an improved customer experience. This is the target to every brand, to every supplier. It all boils down to this point that the customer experience of buying the product or the service on our website has to be very good. And this is only possible when you have all these things in place. Companies in e-commerce sector need to be more integrated. When they say integrated, that means they have to be in loop and updated at the same time. Not the supplier cannot work differently and does not have a different update and the manufacturer cannot have it. Right, the time when you receive an order, we should know exactly who is where at that time, and everybody has to be updated at the same time and they have to be in the loop. Agile, that means they have to be more quick in their work, and flexible, of course, with different kind of situations that crop up in operations while receiving an order, they have to be more flexible at their work. Logistics has evolved as a common and well-known business concept because of the ever-increasing complexities of modern-day business. Earlier, when we had to dispatch orders to any exporter or to any customer within India interstate, we used to have a physical AWB where we used to write the order details and they used to get dispatched. Now, it is no more like this. Even a smallest order that we receive through Amazon and all that, everything is on the internet. There is no physical copy actually now, you know. And with green logistics coming in place, people are avoiding to have physical copies of everything. So with the small, small orders that are coming in place, it has become more complex to handle these high number of orders with smaller quantities. In business terms, e-commerce logistics can be summarized as competitive strategy adapted by the enterprise to meet and exceed the expectations of the existing and prospective customers. So what is e-commerce logistics? They are all trying to work on the competitive strategy adapted by the enterprise to meet and exceed every time the customers' demand are increasing. With quick commerce being evolved during COVID, everybody is used to getting deliveries in 10 minutes, you know. So with all these kind of demands that are increasing from their prospective customers, they have to be perpetually evolving in their game. The rapid adoption of smartphones, easy and affordable access to technology, and convenience of shopping from anywhere at any time are the major reasons for the rapid growth of the online commerce. So with these mobile phones, we are sitting in a train and we are ordering when we are going to work. With all this coming, where earlier we had to sit and either go to a retail store or buy it from there or probably place an order with a grocer in the morning, it has now changed the format. Today, if I have to place the grocery for the entire month, I have to go to, E-Mart or I can go to D-Mart and I can place the order, put it in my cart in the middle of the night and just place the order and finish the story where there is no time restrictions when I'm placing the order. With all these things coming in place, it has now become like a very, this has made the logistic companies to move up in their scale and work towards the customers' expectations. Online retail spending across emerging markets is expanding beyond average with e-commerce. So the online spending, you will be surprised, in 2022, it is an approximate $5,000 billion. It has come to this level and it has expected to rise in 2025 to almost $7,000 billion. And this is the value of the market value of e-commerce and e-logistics. And as e-commerce grows, obviously, e-logistics is the heart of e-commerce. It is the backbone of e-commerce. So it will grow and it has to evolve with the changing times. The increasing pace of digitalization and tech evolution to improve customers' shopping experience is strengthening the roots of e-commerce. The digitalization is how we have started ordering on mobiles, on laptops, instead of calling, and as I said, you know, we don't need to go to the store anymore. Today, because of work from home, change of times, work from home, both nuclear families, both husband and wife working, everybody working in the house, people have no time to sit. They even plan when to receive the deliveries. DMart actually exclusively delivers between 7 to 9 for working people. And now this logistic company, who is to work only earlier used to work post 9 o'clock, especially working for early morning hours or late night hours. Look at the graph. In 2014, we were $1,336 billion market. And by 2022, we have come to $5,542 billion. And we are expect to rise further. By 2025, e-commerce and e-logistics is worldwide going to grow to 7,391. Today, we also order globally. Today, when I have to order from AliExpress, all I need is a credit card and I can order. Where years before, it was not the same case. Today, if I have to order something from an international website, I just need my debit card and credit card. I can order this. It wasn't. And because of all these facilities and logistics being in place, it has grown. The market has grown internationally as well as nationally. With the humongous growth of the e-commerce sector, it has also become more competitive than ever. The competition has become cutthroat. The competition between online retailers is cutthroat. Like you can obviously see the competition between Zepto and Blinkit, the competition between Flipkart and Amazon, the competition between Nykaa and Myntra. They are always chasing to come up in their game and get better strategies, business strategies that could be changing their shipping prices, getting down in their shipping prices, increasing their basket size by promoting their products. This is how the competition has become. The industry is becoming more congested as more businesses focus on growing their online presence. So with, obviously it's a flourishing industry, and a flourishing industry will always invite more competition. the minute any business, any big company sees that this is a growing market, they will start plugging in. Seeing DMart doing so well, Big Basket came in picture. Seeing medicine going online, pharmacy doing so well, 1MG came in picture. They started plugging in into the business, and these are big funded companies. They want to make more money and they have a good backbone of finances. The companies which will accept the new digital age to increase the customer service will be more competitive in the market, and they will survive the brutal market. So first is having the finances in place, having the strategies in place. And the e-logistic partner is very crucial for all these online presence. You have the best of product, you have the best of price, but if you don't have timely deliveries and you don't have a very good e-logistic efficient partner giving you a very good rate, covering maximum pin codes, then you're not going to go fast in your game, you're not going to reach faster in your growth. Competitiveness today doesn't depend only on price, but also on customer service and delivery time. Isn't this true? Flipkart and Amazon have similar products half the time. They have the same quality available, the same brands available. There was a time when the customer was price sensitive. Marginal with 100 rupees difference, the customer would go. There was no loyalty maintained. They would go to Flipkart or to Amazon, whoever gives a better price. But today, with people being more busy in their life, they prefer their orders coming to home when they are available in the house and they need it early. And because of this, they are ready to pay a little extra. They are less price sensitive and they want their deliveries early. And this is where the logistics had to play their game. This is where logistics became a part of e-logistic, a very important team or a partnership came into place. In search of fast, efficient and cost-effective supply chain for the e-commerce sector, it made a huge impact on the supply chain management and logistic business. In search of fast, efficient and cost-effective. They wanted fast, they wanted efficient. The e-commerce businesses wanted fast, efficient and cost-effective supply chain. So the logistic companies could not have a setback attitude anymore. They had to pull up their socks and they had to come up in their game with better business strategies and to understand the route optimization, adopt the technology and the AI to make it more easier and cost effective to deliver smaller quantity of products and higher number of orders. The global logistic market is driven by the substantial growth in the e-commerce industry. Even the global logistic market had to be driven by the substantial growth because of the e-commerce industry. Earlier, it was just export and import that was happening, or maybe some personal orders. Today, the number of orders even internationally have increased, and this is where their business has increased. They had to change their business strategies for smaller orders and higher number of orders, smaller quantity orders and higher number of orders. The global logistic market in e-commerce is expected to reach $9,525 billion by 2022. The market is projected to grow at a CAGR of 5.7% between 2022 and 2027. What is CAGR? Compound Annual Growth Rate. This is the full form of this, and this is the expected growth that is going to happen between the year 2022 and 2027 globally in logistics. These are the recent trends that are happening in the logistic industry. One-day delivery, same-day delivery. One-day delivery is probably 24 hours. Same-day delivery is not even 24 hours. It is like I order at 10 o'clock in the morning and I receive it at 6 o'clock in the evening. Fast delivery for grocery. Fast logistic and Q-commerce. Quick commerce is the thing that happened in COVID. It was earlier came as necessity and now it has become a necessity. Fast delivery for food. When I order at Zomato, I like having orders within like half an hour, because I don't have to order 1 hour in advance, call the restaurant and tell that I have guests coming over and all that. I have guests coming at 8 o'clock and I order it at maybe 7:15 or 7:30, and it exactly shows me the live update of the order where it is happening. So it's fast delivery of food thanks to Zomato and Swiggy. Even the fast returns. Today, when I place and return, when I have to return the order in Myntra or Amazon, it shows that the return will be done in 48 hours. The guy will come, the executive will come 48 hours, but they actually land up coming within 24 hours. They call and they come so that their visit does not get wasted. All these trends are influencing the logistics sector heavily, isn't it? Increasing the complexity and the dependency by online retailers on logistic providers. Keeping a tab of every small order that has gone, that has returned, has increased the complexity of maintaining the records in logistic industry. And because of these complexities, they have to adapt to more technology and evolve in their game. Earlier, everything used to be in a register and it was taken care of. People used to get calls and they should receive calls and give calls to give updates. Now, nobody has the time for it. They actually want updates online without talking to people. Besides, increasing focus on sustainable development. What is sustainable development? Sustainable development is something which does not harm the environment. So nowadays, people are being very conscious in selecting their logistic companies. Just like how the customer is very conscious before selecting and buying a product. If there is a company that is promoting and saying that they are using recycled packaging or they are using e-logistics and they're using electric cars in their logistics, they are ready to pay 2-5% extra because they feel they are contributing to the environment. This is how customer got conscious, and because the customer got conscious, even the companies who are doing partnership with e-logistic companies have got more conscious in taking the companies as partners in logistics. The sustainable development has led to accelerating demand for green logistics. This is green logistics, which leaves less carbon footprint. And this is, in fact, in Dubai, there is the promotion to have electric cars more bought in Dubai. In public parking places, they have special reserved parking slots for electric cars. And this is purely an incentive or a move taken by the government for people to go and buy for electric cars. Everybody has got very conscious, right from the government to the company, to the brand, to the logistic companies and the customers. And offer sustainable transport solutions. So this is where I think green logistics came in place. The birth of green logistics happened. Other factors that are predicted to positively influence the logistic market growth include constant technological advancement. You will see every 6 months there is a constant technology advancement, and they have to pace up with the new changes that are coming in place, or if you are left behind, you're out of the game. Integration of biometrics, international trade agreements. These are the international trade agreements that has influenced the growth. Bluetooth driverless vehicles, GPS. Google has actually announced the launch of a driverless vehicle with a company named Waymo. Drones and drone deliveries. In fact, in India, Zomato, Swiggy and Dunzo have already started their trials for drone deliveries, especially for last mile deliveries. Thus, for e-commerce business, logistics service providers in the global market are looked at as a business partners and not relationships with logistics service company is considered as a partnership. So when now we are looking, if I am a company or I have my e-commerce new startup, I don't look as saying that, okay, I am having a logistic company. It's more like a partnership where we take them involved in our current scenarios, current problems, and they help us. They are just not going to help pick up my goods and deliver to the customers. They are going to help me to resolve all the issues and all the problems that as a company I face during delivering the goods. And that's the reason the term has changed from a hiring or relationship to a partnership. The major Indian logistic players are Blue Dart Logistics Services. These are the few names that will help you when you are going to shortlist, you know, to have the e-logistic company to be as a partner if you're working in a company or if you're having your own company. Blue Dart Logistics Services, Delivery E-commerce Logistics, FedEx Logistics Firm, eCart Logistics, DHL Logistics Company, Ecom Express, Logistics Services and Provider. Ecom Express Logistics Service Provider, Express B's Logistics Company, Gati, which was originally there from long before, DTDC Logistics Company, India Post, Safe Express Logistics Firm, and Mahindra Logistics. Over here, I would like to add that when I was working with an export company, you know, and I had to send a courier sample to one of my supplier or a producer who was in very interior of India, somewhere in Bagalpur, there was no logistic Indian company which was able to deliver over there, you know, except DTDC. So DTDC in India pioneers with maximum pin codes covering the interior India, the rural India too. In fact, in India Post, I had an order from, I was working with a company and I had an order from Japan. There were around 350 odd pieces of scarves, around two and a half small cartons. And the buyer didn't have any account of FedEx. And if I was using my FedEx account, it was turning very expensive. To our big surprise, we used India Post and it helped us deliver internationally. They have their rules of shutting down their office by 3 o'clock, not more than 5 couriers in a day. But trust me, it is one of the most cost effective and reliable logistic internationally. Whenever you are trying to shortlist any company as an e-logistic partner, if you're working in a company or it is your own company, don't just get sold out to the competitive pricing that they offer. Try going with also seeing firstly, how many pin codes they cover within India if you're trying to establish your business in India. And if it is internationally, then how many countries and how many pin codes in those countries it is. The maximum pin codes they are covering and interior part of the countries, that is your first lookout point. Second is how efficient or what's their team's strength, how many vehicles they have on the roads and what is the strength of their delivering. And third should be their price points that they offer. Or else if you think that only price is what I have to look right now, you will fall on your face because there will be some orders which are going to come from a very distinct pin codes and you will not be able to deliver or you will have to pay extra to deliver that far. It doesn't really help. So first go covering the pin codes, the efficient team they have, the team strength, and lastly the price and negotiate on the price accordingly. Today, e-commerce is a fast tracking the way the companies are managing logistics along the whole value chain. The main changes the e-commerce has brought in the logistics field are shipment size is shrinking, isn't it? Where we used to have shipments which were like huge, almost 2-3 count cartons. Now there is one small packet which is not even 500 grams. There are times when I'm ordering from Amazon such a small packet. So the shipment size is shrinking that the logistic company has to deliver. Delivery frequencies are increasing. The number of orders, I may place 6 orders on Amazon in a month. Earlier it was not the case like this. Because of e-commerce, the logistic company is probably coming to my doorstep at 6 different times in a month. Customer is difficult to predict and sensitive to price and service levels both. So they are also price sensitive at certain points and service also sensitive. So they need very good service at a very good price. And because of all these challenges, the logistic company is always in the evolving mode to find out better solutions where they can deliver the end customer faster at a good price. And during this entire learning, you will get to know how route optimization happens for last mile deliveries that helps the logistic companies and e-commerce companies to work on better pricing and better services. A logistic company is an entity that designs, controls, and manages another company's supply chain. So what does a logistic company? The company is going to look into the production of the goods, the sampling of the goods. They will just look into that. That is what the company is creating and producing. Now they don't want the headache of shipping and taking care of all warehousing and all of this. This is where the logistic company comes in picture. They look into design, control, and manage another company's supply chain. So the supply chain is what they look into, and logistics comes under supply chain. The logistic companies are operate during supply procurement. Procurement, when they are procuring the supplies, it is at the first mile supplies, that is coming from the raw material coming from the supplier to the manufacturer, storage, transportation, and order fulfillment and distribution. Depending on the commercial agreements between the two involved parties. So depending, it's a very subjective services that the logistic companies supply. At times they cover all these kind of services. At times they will limit to doing it from the last mile deliveries, or they may probably doing the transportation, order fulfillment and distribution. So depending on the agreement between the e-commerce company and the e-logistic company, these are the roles they cover. But they, depending on the agreement between them, they deliver. The key functions of logistic companies are order processing, material handling, warehousing, inventory management, transportation, packaging, and monitoring. All of these tasks are covered by the e-logistic company. Logistics is the process of planning and executing the efficient transportation and storage of goods from the point of the origin to the point of the consumption. So what is logistics? The manufacturer has a product from the point of the manufacturer to the final customer. They are actually delivering the goods, but they are also looking into the transportation and the storage of these goods. The goal of the logistics is to meet customer requirement in a timely, cost-effective manner. This is the prime goal for every logistic company, to meet to the customer requirement in timely and cost-effective manner. And all these logistics companies are working around these two points only, and they are trying to make it better every day. Logistics is the management of the way resources are obtained, stored, and shipped to their end destinations. So how are they stored? How efficiently the warehouse can be used? You know, how efficiently we can obtain it from the manufacturer? You know, all of this, and ship to the final destination. The planning, execution, and control of the movement and placement of these goods and services must all occur within a given system. There's a system that happens that's designed to achieve the specific objective. So the planning and the execution, the control of all these goods and services are to be done in such a way that they are delivering on time, and there's a system update about everything that is happening for the specific objective, that is the customer experience and the customer satisfaction.